I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don, the Kansas City Chiefs are the three-time AFC defending champions and are one of the leading contenders to get back into the Super Bowl this year, meaning a fourth straight Super Bowl appearance for the Chiefs. If that happens, how much would be taken away in your mind from the Bills accomplishing four consecutive Super Bowl appearances in the early 90s?
Well, I would love to say it wouldn't have an impact, but obviously, you know, what led you to reach out, and the question is a valid one. I was the business manager for the team at the time. I became director of football administration, but there was a deep, and still is, sense of pride, you know, for that accomplishment. And maybe a taste of it came a couple of years ago when, you know, the team held the record for the greatest comeback in NFL history. And Frank Reich led that. And unfortunately, the Colts that had just fired him allowed, I believe it was the Vikings to come back and have a greater, but that was the regular season. So the Bills still have for the greatest comeback. But it's a record that I think in the current Bills could tell you it's an amazing achievement. And people can argue about, you know, whether we should have won one or two of those. Certainly the first one. I always believe the fourth one was there for the taking too. But the Chiefs are a threat to tie. I think where it's problematic is that they've actually won in this run. You know, the first one. I don't know which of the three previous ones. I know they lost last year, but having won one that does give them an edge. So there is something to be said for why we should all root against that starting with this Sunday, as you mentioned.
So I take it you're going to be very much in front of the television cheering for the Bills to defeat Kansas City. How much more importance does this Sunday's game have for the Bills to defeat the Chiefs and lessen the Chiefs' chances of getting back to the Super Bowl?
Well, I think the way the standings are right now, tiebreakers are critical. So, you know, if the Bills were to slip to 5-3, Kansas City improves to 5-3, that tiebreaker doesn't necessarily give the Chiefs, you know, they wouldn't be the one seed yet, you know, with the Colts and the Broncos out there, and the Chiefs still have to play the Broncos. And you having a head-to-head loss would be really tough to take. Then again, a win, which, you know, I think the Bills, having proven that in the regular season, you know, they have almost dominated the Chiefs, really. It's just, you know, we all hope it flips in the playoffs. But, if the regular season streak continues, having the head-to-head would be huge. And, yes, we're that's what Bills fans should there is an extra, and I can even say, you know, inside the building, they've had this day circled on the calendar since the schedule came out.
And I think you brought this up earlier that the Chiefs have won one of their Super Bowl appearances in this run of three. The Bills have had their chance to knock out the Chiefs during this run, especially that infamous 13 seconds game. How much of a sting would it have to see Kansas City in the Super Bowl as opposed to the Bills once again, especially if it came down to these two teams in the playoffs this year?
Yeah, Tom. It would be a sting, just as you mentioned, just to get there would match the four straight, because, you know, the great Bills of all time, the Kellys, Bruce Thurman, Marv Levy, Andre Reed, go on and on, the Hall of Famers. they can always hang their hat on being the only team to make it four consecutive years. And this current Bills team, in many ways, you know, statistically matches up with the great Bills teams of the 90s. But except for, you know, I think in the four Super Bowl years of 90 to 93, the Bills were 9-0 in the playoffs to get to the Super Bowl. So they had a stellar run. And I think this Bills team, maybe with a 13-second game, as you mentioned, would be the closest they've come. But, yeah, as Steve Tasker always says, I heard him say it yesterday, you just have to be better on that day. The Bills match up extremely well with the Chiefs. But you got to play better on that day. So he's right.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.